1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New questions about the Georgia school shooter. The mother of 14-year-old Colt Gray saying she tried to call the school on the morning of the shooting as a warning. However, ABC's Faith Abube says...
The Barrow County Sheriff tells me that the family's claims that they warned the school the morning of the shooting is misinformation. He says he's heard of no such call, but his deputies are investigating the timeline of events.
Four people were killed in the shooting, two adults and two students. There were memorials for them over the weekend. The search is still on in Southeast Kentucky for a man police say opened fire on cars along I-75. Five people were injured, but no one was killed in the shootings. Sheriff's deputies think they have found the assault-style weapon used and the ammunition used. They just cannot find the suspect. Kamala Harris is in Pittsburgh. Donald Trump in West Palm Beach. Both presidential nominees getting ready for tomorrow's first and possibly only presidential debate. It will be held in Philadelphia and airs on ABC. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man is charged in the shooting death of UW-Whitewater student-athlete Kara Welsh. Chad Edwards of Loves Park, Illinois, made his initial court appearance Friday. He's charged with first-degree homicide. It would take $1 million to bail him out of the Walworth County Jail. Donald Trump tells a Wisconsin rally he'd eliminate the U.S. Department of Education if elected. That's one of the key provisions of the Project 2025 conservative blueprint. He says he also wants to give the entire federal government a once-over.
I will create a government efficiency commission to conduct a complete financial and performance audit for the entire federal government.
The Government Accountability Office already has oversight responsibilities. About 7,000 supporters came to see Trump in Mosinee Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The feasibility study of the UW-Richland campus by Venture Architects found the addition on Melville Hall is still functional. However, there are some accessibility problems for the restrooms. Kyle Knoth added that the office spaces are too small to be used for that purpose today. Any sort of reuse would require significant floor plan modifications.
Any kind of offices work in the original part of Melville Hall, it would require really almost gutting out that entire donut of walls and trying to reconfigure that to probably a single corridor with offices on one side. The other part with that that's kind of odd was the courtyard that's in the middle. At the time, the design, probably fantastic. It's now become a bit of a liability for the building.
The renewal cost for Melville Hall is an estimated $739,000 with a replacement cost estimate of $7.95 million. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping two of three games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past seven games, manager Pat Murphy said that it was a tough homestand for his team.
You know, it was a tough homestand, and we've had games like this. If you looked at the St. Louis series, we had games just like this where once something didn't go our way, we didn't produce right. We didn't fight back right after that.
Milwaukee will set out on a six-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still nine games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow, almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Enjoy shows like The Daily, Up First, and Consider This, available ad-free on Amazon Music. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free. That's amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the center, WRCE.
Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So I'm talking about policy differences between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, since CJ says she doesn't have any. I'm going to continue with some of those that are really important and should come up in the debate on tomorrow. I guarantee you, when the questions arise, Kamala Harris will answer them lucidly. Donald Trump is going to dance around them completely. And this is the part of it that is so hard for me to understand. You know, that there are others, that there are people in this nation who see and hear a person who clearly articulates what their views and beliefs are and would just totally dismiss what that person is saying and then support a person who doesn't have any view whatsoever. It is so disheartening that you understand that, you know it, you see it, you see the contrast between the two. They're as clear as night and day. And yet we're in a dead heat. You know, one person, a habitual liar, and everybody knows it. But then people walk around with their heads in the sky and say, "That's my man. You know, I'm going to support him 100%, knowing he lacks character." And then to turn around and say, "Well, Kamala Harris is a liar." Calvin, do you understand that? Well, she lied. How do you dare say anybody lied when the guy you're supporting, that's all he does is lie?
Yeah, it's confusing and frustrating, and there's a difference between lying and changing your mind.
Yes.
And changing your mind is part of politics and part of how you win an election. Lying, well, it apparently worked in 2016.
And it's working now.
And it's working now.
Yeah, man. I just will never, ever understand that. You know, 844-967-2789. You know, it used to be in this country that if you were called a liar, you know, it would bother you. The average person, if somebody told me, Calvin, and called me a liar, and, you know, and could prove that I'm lying, it's one thing for an allegation to be levied against you, and somebody calls you a liar, and you know it's untrue, and then you can defeat that allegation with the truth, then, you know, it really doesn't bother you because you know you've got the truth to stand on. But if somebody calls you a liar and you hold your head up in the sky and say, yeah, okay, I am. So what? And then you're proud of being a liar. I mean, I just, for the life of me, don't get that. Hey, Charles, how you doing, man? You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. See, you got me fired up. I had no intention on calling this morning, just listening. But you're spot on. His response to the woman that asked him at the forum last week about his child care policy, that was just...
He didn't have one.
Stop rambling. If Joe Biden would have did that, it would have been top news. They'd still be talking about it today. His response about saying that they're keeping kids at school and they're performing...
Yeah, sex change operation. Just lying.
That's nuts. And it cheers. The crowd cheers for it. And the media stands back and doesn't push back on that. And that should have been on the front of every newspaper, every news station. Joe Biden would have said that. They'd still be talking about it today. When the black lady at the black journalist event he went to, she came out and all she did was quoted the things he said. His response to her was, "You're nasty," because she punched him in the mouth with truth. These are the things that you've said as a person. We have neighbors. We consider them to be really good friends of ours, and they buy into this Trumpism that I just don't understand. I want to ask him every day, what did he do in his 4 years in office that benefited your life, that made your life better as a person, your household, your income? He did nothing. It was all about me, I. I tell my mom, if he could become president again and fire everybody, he would do it, and he'd be the only one making decisions.
Well, you know, we're going to get into that a little bit later on in the show, where part of Project 2025, they are mentioning exactly what the first things Trump is going to do when he's reelected is fire, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of people, and anybody who came against him. So I don't understand how, you know, people who see that for what it is and then support it anyway. That's the part of it I don't understand. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, good morning. I just came across this yesterday, and I had to quick look it up. A German historian and philosopher said, "The constant lying is not aimed at making the people believe a lie, but to ensuring that no one believes anything anymore. A people that can no longer distinguish between truth and lies cannot distinguish between right and wrong. And such people, deprived of the power to think and judge, is, without knowing and willing it, completely subjected to the rules of lies. With such people, you can do whatever you want." And that's pretty much what Trump is all about and the MAGA people.
You know, Tom, that's a very, very well thought out and powerful, powerful response to what's taking place, right? He can continue to get away with this because there are so many people who know he's lying, and they just totally dismiss it. You know, it doesn't matter anymore whether he's lying or not to so many. Because as he stated, they're after me. And so just because he says they're after me, that's reason enough for people to totally dismiss the lies. And I don't know, man, I don't know how it makes sense to put that kind of person as the most powerful person in the world. I remember a guy named Richard Nixon. And Richard Nixon was not 1/100th the liar that Donald Trump is. And our society did not tolerate it. As a matter of fact, what our society did was force them out. I'm old enough to remember that. What were we different people then than what we are today? I mean, you have to ask that question. Our forefathers didn't tolerate that. And so they jettisoned him. We can't afford to have the most powerful man in the world be a blatant, out-and-out liar. So Richard Nixon lied about whether or not, you know, somebody, you know, snuck into the Democratic, you know, and offices. And, you know, yeah, that's a big deal, man, okay? It really is. But is it anywhere near the lies that this man is telling? While he was president, constantly lied. Ever since he's been out, constantly lying. Even to this day, constantly lying. And we're going to put that man back in office? You know. Hey, Mike from Kenosha. Well, hang on, Mike. Hang on, Mike. I'll get you on the other side. I wanted to do this. The bulk of Trump's 2017 tax cuts expire at the end of next year, and he wants to extend them indefinitely, preserving the lower tax rates, larger standard deductions, and bigger child tax credit that Republicans put in place 7 years ago. The tax cuts also include a higher estate tax exemption and a tax break for closely held businesses. Extending all of that would save taxpayers about $4 trillion over a decade, and Trump hasn't clearly said how he would avoid increasing budget deficits. With scant details, Trump has floated a steady stream of new tax breaks on top of that, including a tax exemption for tips, an end to income taxes on Social Security benefits, and a new deduction for expenses associated with newborns. He has also criticized Biden's expansion of Internal Revenue Service enforcement and could curtail those efforts as the president. So if we need revenue, Calvin, and there are people who are not paying their taxes, why would you be opposed to hiring more people to go after the people who are cheating on their taxes?
Yeah, I mean, the IRS is the only revenue positive agency in the federal government. So I say yes, give them more agents.
Absolutely. I mean, come on. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Hang on the lines, guys.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let me do this before we go back to the phone line. So I just talked about Donald Trump's plans as related to tax cuts. Here's Kamala Harris's plan. Harris would keep President Biden's pledge to prevent tax increases on households making under $400,000. That includes extending expiring tax cuts for about 97% of Americans. Beyond that, she backs the no tax on tips idea, an expanded refundable child care tax that would provide $3,000 per child to most parents and up to $6,000 for parents of newborns. Beyond letting some Trump tax cuts expire, Harris supports about $5 trillion worth of tax increases from Biden's most recent budget. That plan would raise top marginal tax rates on some income to as high as 44.6%, though she would set a top capital gains rate of 33% below Biden's proposed level. She didn't signal any distance from Biden's other plans to transform taxation of capital gains. Under that approach, unrealized gains above $5 million, with some exceptions, would be taxed at death instead of being exempt. Capital gains above $1 million would be taxed at ordinary income rate instead of today's lower rates. Households worth at least $100 million would face 25% minimum tax, including annual taxes on unrealized gains. Let's go to the phone lines and Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. I say happy Motown Monday. You know, I called. I was going to talk originally about meat. And
yeah. How our well, you can do that. You can do that.
But well, all of a sudden I lost my appetite.
Okay. So
I think I'm going to go back. but you know what? How we have gotten here is we couldn't believe, the American people couldn't believe that something like what we got ourselves caught up into could ever happen in America. We were caught up in the novelty of Trump and how it's almost entertaining, and you know, and we, but then we began to coddle him, and now we've got a potential leader of the free world, so to speak, who can actually shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and not be held accountable. We have, the reality is we have an imminent threat, an imminent danger to the U.S. Constitution and the American people. It's here, it's right in front of us. When Dick Cheney and John Bolton, all known as hard right Balkans, 20 years ago, are saying the same thing, that Donald Trump is an imminent threat to America as well as every
the world,
single,
yes.
The world, every single security agency, every single person in the know agrees with this. So what we have here is we have the challenge of our time, Earl. We've got to get our heads on straight and recognize that Lady Liberty is screaming for our help. It's the reality. This is not hyperbole. The Supreme Court has been captured. We've seen the flawed results as a result. We see diehard capital groups like Goldman Sachs telling us that the Biden way is the better way to go. And for some reason, these hardcore maggots still are drinking the Kool-Aid, the orange Kool-Aid. So whatever we have to do, it's time to do it. There's no better time than today to get our heads on straight and respond to Lady Liberty, who is screaming for our help right now.
Hey, Mike, the thing that terrifies me the most is it's still a dead heat. Everything you said should be alarming to the average American, and yet it's still a dead heat. Let's go back to CJ. CJ, go ahead.
No, it doesn't make you stupid or goofy.
It makes... CJ? All right. Let's go to Mark from Sussex. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. So you said you have her policies in front of you. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, absolutely.
New York Times? Okay.
This is the Wall Street Journal. This is the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, quite. Wall Street Journal. Okay. Okay. What is her stance on Medicare for All? What does it say about that?
Here it is right here. Hang on. Okay, healthcare. Kamala Harris cast a tie-breaking vote to pass the massive package known as the Inflation Reduction Act, which gave the U.S. government for the first time the power to negotiate the price of prescription drugs it buys for Medicare patients. She has promised that she would keep up the pace of those negotiations, cap everyone's out-of-pocket drug, spending $2,000 a year overall and $35 a month for insulin, and crack down on pharmaceutical companies with non-competitive business practices. For years, Big Pharma has often inflated the price of life-saving medications, she said August 15th at an appearance with Biden. In a previous run for president, Harris supported a version of Medicare for All that would give everyone health insurance and allow private insurers to offer plans in a tightly regulated system. In this campaign, she has backed off that proposal. She has also proposed working with states to cancel patients' medical debts. Now, on the flip side, here's Donald Trump's. Trump has pledged to bring down prescription drug costs, but hasn't said how exactly he would do that. Near the end of his first term in office, his administration rolled out a most favored nation proposal to ensure that the U.S. didn't pay more than other similar countries for certain Medicare drugs, but the Biden administration canceled the pilot study. Another Trump rule on Medicare drug rebates was also never implemented. Trump has vowed to protect Medicare and bring down health care costs overall, despite his previous ambitions to repeal and replace it. The Affordable Care Act, he said in April that he wouldn't. He now plans to keep it and improve it. It's much too expensive now, and it's not very good, he said in a Voodoo Truth Social. We're going to make it much better, much stronger. Policy groups with ties to Trump, including the Heritage Foundation, Project 2025, have called for restructuring the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, characterizing the agency as too heavy-handed and pandemic advice. So, Mark, that's the difference between their two plans. So you say what?
You read for the last 4 minutes on her policy, but yet is she for Medicare for All or isn't she? Because for 10 years, she's been for Medicare for All. Now what you just read says that she is not for Medicare for All. It's just like her policing policy, just like her foreign policy, just like her border policy. Everything is flip-flopped.
Hey, Mark.
I'm not saying she's lying. I'm just saying we don't know her policies because it was one.
Well, Mark, this is her policies in writing, right? You can't say you don't know it. It's in writing. Hey, hang on. Everybody hang on the lines. 844-967-2789 is the number. Again, this is in writing. I don't care about what was said before. This is in writing. 844-967.
News from the center, WRCE.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are literally going to New Heights to warn about the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. Airplanes pulled banners over college football games here in Wisconsin and in other key swing states this weekend. Donald Trump denies having a direct connection to Project 2025, but he has embraced some of its key ideas. A new study finds people in rural Wisconsin feel better about drinking raw milk than people in cities or suburbs. Sean Patterson led the study for the University of Pennsylvania.
Pasteurization doesn't change the nutritional value of milk. It doesn't significantly change the taste of milk. And so the risks really don't outweigh any of the benefits.
Untreated milk has been linked to illness outbreaks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to report when and where they see frogs, salamanders, lizards, or snakes, known collectively as herptiles, crossing the road during the late summer and early fall. As the end of summer approaches and brings cooler temperatures, herptiles will soon begin crossing roads as they migrate from breeding and summer foraging locations to hibernation areas. Snakes and lizards in particular may see a stretch of gravel or pavement as an opportunity to gain warmth on the heated pavement, putting themselves in danger of being hit by vehicles in the process. Over half of Wisconsin's reptiles are endangered, threatened, or of special concern. A special concern species means their population is declining and in need of conservation action. Learn more about the herptiles of Wisconsin on the DNR's Reptile and Amphibian webpage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Michael Douglas would like his real name back, which is Michael Douglas. 50 years ago, when a young Michael John Douglas, now known as Michael Keaton, burst onto the Hollywood scene, his name was already taken with the Screen Actors Guild by Nepo baby Michael Douglas of Wall Street fame. Now, according to People magazine, Keaton wants it back, or at least a derivation thereof. The Beetlejuice star from now on plans to go by Michael Keaton Douglas. The grieving process appears to be over for the band Linkin Park, 7 years after the death of lead singer Chester Bennington. The band has a new lead singer, new material, and a tour in the works. Replacing Bennington on vocals will be Emily Armstrong, formerly of the band Dead Sarah. Chester Bennington took his own life in 2017. Linkin Park's new album is expected to drop November 15th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic, and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 6 till 8.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So I'm talking about the policies, differences between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. You can find them in today's Wall Street Journal. They are listed in, immigration, which is what I'm going to go to next. But let's go to Cassandra from Middleton. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl. First, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to respond to CJ and let him know that the Harris campaign has posted the platform. It is under issues. If you Google her campaign website, you will find it. Now, to be fair to CJ, her policy positions, they have not been posted for a long time. But when I checked just a few minutes ago, I did see her policies. So they are there. But CJ was right. She was very late in posting her policies. This should have been done some time ago. But Earl, my question is that regarding her home application, I am a little disappointed with that because only first generation home buyers will be allowed to participate in the plan. And during 2007, so many Americans lost their homes, and many of them right now could not qualify for a home. So I really do feel that there should be a modification in the homeowner, in her homeowner's proposal, to put people who were foreclosed upon in 2007 and allow them the opportunity to become homeowners again, because the way HAMP, which was the Home Affordable Mortgage Program that the Obama administration passed, it really was a disservice to those homeowners. Many of them were foreclosed upon by the way the program was implemented. The bank servicers, they were given commissions based upon the amount of the loan and also the services that they provided. So there was an incentive to drag their feet and not get the homeowner out of the foreclosure process. So that's my concern.
Well, you know, Cassandra, hang on. What I would say to you is, if these others were included, the bottom line cost associated with it would certainly be astronomical. It's already going to be challenged based on the fact that we have the deficit that we have. I agree with you that so many people lost their homes, and that's where the wealth was for so many Americans. And part of why the Americans are in the condition, so many Americans are in the condition that they're in, even though they point the finger at Biden and Kamala Harris, has everything to do with the fact that they lost their homes. But that has everything to do with us living in a nation and in a country where, unfortunately, sometimes both Democrats and Republicans are more concerned about the wealthy than they are about the average person. The people were set up. I'm a homeowner. I didn't get involved in those things at that point in time. And many other home buyers didn't get snookered, owners. Cassandra didn't get snookered by that scheme that was put together that caused almost the financial collapse of this nation. And yet many of those banking institutions got off scot-free. And so these are the kinds of things that we have to educate the American people on, because people who are supposedly there to defend you and I and look out for the best interests of you and I don't look out for the best interests of you and I because of people with the banking institutions and others who set people up. And yet they were able to basically walk away scot-free. Listen, my heart goes out to people who that the only, you know, value that they had and wealth that they had was their homes, and they lost all of those things. But that has a lot to do with a nation that allows those kinds of shenanigans to go on, Cassandra. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Gary, you say what?
I say that talking about home ownership, last Friday I had to help my daughter out buy a house. And for her to get a house, I had to put my house up as collateral because she just didn't have enough money to do it. She didn't, and their interest rate would have been absolutely astronomical. So she got a better interest rate because we put our home up. Now, we don't owe anything on our house, so our house is collateral. And then our son just bought a house about 4 months ago, and we had to give him the down payment of over $100,000 for him to buy a house. Now, it's hard. It's tough for these young people to get houses nowadays because the price of houses have gone up so high and the interest rates are high. So
let me ask you, Gary. Let me ask you a question. So why buy when the rates are that high? Why couldn't they wait for a while until it came down, like a lot of people? Because they had you, who's in a financial position to support them. Everybody's not that. Everybody's not in that position. Other people wait until the interest rates come down, Gary.
It's daddy. My daughter comes up to me, "Daddy, daddy, I found this house. Please help me out." Okay. My son the same way.
I know, but you chose to do that. So,
yes, of course. But the fact is, my story is the same as everybody else's story.
No, it's not.
I'm able to help them out.
Yeah, it's not the same,
you know,
Gary.
If your kids needed, you know.
Hey, Gary, I have children. I have children. If my son came up to me and said, "Dad, I need $100,000 to get into a house," I would say, "I'm sorry, son, you know, but I'm not putting my house up. You have to do the best you can. I'll support you, but I'm not putting my house up." It's like my dad did to me. Okay. You know, if you want a house, son, you got to purchase it. You got to get yourself in a position to do that. You're fortunate. Your children are fortunate to have parents who can do that. But let's not act like that's everybody. It's not.
$1,000 like I did. I'm talking about maybe $10,000 or $5,000 to help your kids.
Hey, Gary, I would tell my children, wait until the interest rates come down. Just because you say you want it now doesn't mean you get it. You get it when I feel I'm in a position to help you. You're in a position to help them with high interest rates? Fine. That's not the average person, Gary.
I'm not saying that the average person. I'm saying as a parent, you do it. If I was a multi-millionaire, then I would be giving
them
$1 million.
Hey, Gary, I'm a parent. I'm a parent.
Giving them only $5,000.
I'm a parent, Gary. I didn't do it. So, you know. And other parents look at it from that perspective.
Well, as a parent, you do the best for your kids because you want them to succeed. And if I can do that,
this is what I'm saying. That's Gary. That's you. Okay, that's not the rule. That's not everybody. But go ahead.
But this is what we have going on in this country because of the price of houses are sky high, interest rates are sky high. Food prices are sky high, you know, it's like the debate's going to be very interesting this coming up tomorrow.
They're not going to be interesting.
I am. Yes, they are going to be very interesting.
Donald Trump is not going to, he's not going to answer any questions. How is it interesting?
Well, I'm talking about Kamala Harris is going to have to go out there and tell America why to vote for her when we're all basically most of the people are financially underwater in their houses or under, you know, for prices of food. And
so Gary, is it only one person is going to tell the people why they should vote for her? Why is it? Is Donald Trump going to tell the people why they should vote for him?
I think Donald Trump's going to keep his mouth shut tomorrow.
If he's going to keep his mouth shut, then why should I vote for him?
Earl, like we all asked you the same questions. Are you better off now or 4 years ago? And everybody knows we're way better off 4 years ago.
No, I don't.
Now because that's.
You said we're better off now. You said we're better off now than we were 4 years ago. That's what you just said.
I just bought a dozen eggs at $4.50. I couldn't believe that.
Gary, you just said you're better off now than you were four. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Susan from Kenosha, you say what?
What do I say? I say that people like Gary and CJ are people who are dreaming. They are not listening to the facts. The cost of things are based on big corporate. They set the price. Biden, Kamala Harris, they don't set the price of what we pay for. I mean, anybody with a mindset would know that. But it is hard to talk to people because they are so ingrained in that they are right and the rest of the world is wrong. Kamala Harris will go into tomorrow's debate fully prepared. She's a woman. She will have facts and data to back up everything that she has to say. On the other hand, Trump will go in and he'll have some stupid remarks. He'll have something that people will be scratching their head after. What did he say? How did he say that? And then these people who back him will say, oh, you know, that's just Trump. He's just being funny. Well, this is past being funny. This is very critical of what's going to happen to our country if people like Trump continue to get into office. They do not care about the people. They do not care about what happens to us. He does not have a plan for insurance or pharmaceutical prices that we pay. He'll just laugh it off because he does not care. At least she has taken a stand. And whether she's for something at one time and she changes her mind on whatever that process is, she has the right because she's looking at the stats. She's looking at statistics. And as far as Medicare for all, it would be nice. Foreign countries, most of the Europeans have Medicare for all. They have free health insurance. We are one of the very few countries who does not have that.
Hey.
And if you look at the cost, one thing, if you look at the cost and price of medical services today, they're out of sight.
Hey, Susan, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Guys, hang on the lines, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Standing up for everyday Americans is at the very foundation of who Kamala Harris is. Raised in a middle-class home by a working mother who instilled in her a passion for justice and equality. That's why when Kamala Harris became district attorney, she stood up for our kids, keeping them safe by prosecuting sex offenders. She also pioneered a program to give nonviolent drug offenders a second chance. As president, Kamala Harris will continue the fight for everyday Americans. She's already lowered the cost of your health insurance and medications. Insulin is now capped at $35 for seniors. But there's more to do, because mortgages, rents, groceries, and utility bills are still too high. Harris's plan to fix it? Build more homes to lower prices and make the wealthy and billionaires pay their fair share so we get a break. All her life, Kamala Harris has been standing up for us. And she doesn't plan to stop anytime soon.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. I don't know where the time went. Let's go to the phone lines and Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I'd like to say that after last night's football game, all of Detroit is celebrating Motown with Monday.
No question, man. I love the Lions. They were great.
Yeah, thrilling game. You know, your last caller seems like they called up to talk about some white people's problems. But I'm hearing you telling him that his privilege is showing, but I got to wonder if he'll ever choose to recognize it. And talking about 4 years ago, September 2020, we'd already had 200,000 Americans dead from COVID in 2020. And that year, we have more deaths from COVID than diabetes, influenza, pneumonia, kidney disease, and suicide combined. So 4 years ago, I don't know who's thinking we were better off. It's just they're choosing to not believe reality.
Absolutely correct.
I disagree that Vice, it's the willful ignorance. I disagree that Vice President Harris took too long to release her policies, because let's remember, she was only named the candidate on August 5th. That's literally like a month ago. And an entire platform takes time, and 40 days sounds about right to me. And I don't think she should stretch her policies beyond the basics right now. I understand completely there are many things that aren't going to be covered, but this is a race. We got less than 60 days to go, and Dems get lost in policy too often anyways when they should be just following the vibe. As for the debate, I'll say this, Earl. I'd like to say, aside from letting him show what a jerk he is and always has been, and pointing out that her policy plans have been now made public, my biggest hope is that she takes this opportunity to debunk a few of his favorite lies he likes to spew, enabled by the media, allowing him to repeat them without challenging. And the ones that really come to mind immediately are that there is no such thing as a post-birth abortion. These procedures do not happen anytime, anywhere. And that abortion is and always has been health care. Also, she was never named the border czar, and she was never responsible for so-called border security. She gets, you know, I hope she gets a chance to speak to her actual role, which she actually did successfully, has been found. And the last thing I'd like to say, and someone talked about this before, his claims about transitional surgeries happening in school is not only gross, but also an obvious and disprovable lie.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much for the call, man. Jeff from Green Bay. Jeff, go ahead, man.
Hi, Earl. Hey, I love the last guy. That's great. I'm going to answer your question on why are we not able to see clearly. Because in the 250 years of our country, we've only been a democracy for about 10 years, and that was during Franklin Delano Roosevelt's term. Otherwise, they've lied to us the whole time, all the time, and that's why people won't listen.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc. Lynn, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to remind people, back in 1980, mortgage rates were 13.74%.
Yeah, I remember.
And 1981, 16.63%. And I know housing is not affordable right now. It's not the lending rate. I think it's the purchase by corporations. I live near UWM, and homes were being purchased by LLCs, and they drove up costs or prices. So, and further, the Republicans did not even have a platform in while Trump was running for president last time. And to say that Kamala Harris does not have her talking points and platforms filled out, she is on a very short timeline.
Hey, Lynn.
I would cut her some slack.
Hey, Lynn, very well said. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go back to CJ. CJ, quickly.
Thank you, Earl, for taking my call again. Well, first off, more have died from COVID under Biden than Trump. You know, when you look at what you talk of Harris, like she is not the incumbent. She's in office.
She's not the president. Records are clear. She's not the president, man.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
She's running for president. And so is Donald Trump. She's not the president.
Okay. She's the statistics are clear that the hourly wage earnings were up 7.1% versus negative 3.5 under Harris. The gas is up from 217 to 396.
No. The gas right now in Milwaukee is 289. So what are you talking about? $2.89, CJ. Truth
the grocery
or fiction?
Prices are up 25% versus 3.5%. The inflation is up 19% versus 1.4 when Trump left office.
Wait, what is it? What is the inflation figure now?
It over the 3.5 years, it's up 19%.
No. What is it? What is it? What is it right now?
Okay, here's an economy response. The rate of growth is down to 3%. It's still not at 2%.
Hey, CJ.
And that's the target.
Hey, CJ, but Kamala Harris was not the president, is not the president of the United States. So everything that Donald Trump did, Mike Pence could not be held accountable because when January 6th occurred, nobody said and held Mike Pence accountable for what Donald Trump did. Why are you trying to blame Kamala Harris as if anything that took place in the Biden administration, which I support majority of it, that she made those decisions? She did not. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'm sorry we ran out of time. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Next up, Jane Madnair on air, and Greg Bott. See you guys on tomorrow.
From the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Tim Cullen, to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.